This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musician Spotlight. Our guest today is Liam O'Mainley.
Look out your window on a winter's morning. Your breath is steam and there's frost falling in the sun. Cast a spell upon the road. A thing of beauty is not a thing to ignore. Great song of beauty. Stand by a river on a moonlight evening. Lovers are loving and grievers are grieving. The water does a dance upon the stones. I sit and listen, I will not ignore.
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musician Spotlight. I'm joined today by Liam O'Mainley. Welcome.
Thank you, John. Very glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here in the studio with us and have a chance to talk shop with you. Many of our listeners will know Liam as the lead singer for the group Hot House Flowers. A lot of listeners will also be familiar with his work as an Irish traditional musician and purveyor of the great culture that that comes from. We're going to be talking about that and about both sides to Liam as a musician. Liam has been described as the best white soul singer in the world by Bono, no less of an expert than that. Certainly anyone who's familiar with his singing will agree with that. I think one of the things I wanted to start with, Liam, is having gone to your website and done a little research right from the start, music was a huge part of your life and in your family and your growing up and very much tied into the learning of the Irish language.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a cultural thing. identity, I suppose. I grew up in a country that somehow, maybe, to certain respects, survived the colonial movement of our neighbours. And part of, we've held on to traditions. We've lost a lot also, but we have a language that still exists. It exists on the West Coast, but our sort of default way of being is musical, poetic, and with the hands work. You would find if you go to the West Coast, to the Gaeltacht areas where the language is still native, that the people there are their own law, and it's not a chaotic law, it's a law that makes sense, but there's very many, as many versions of it as there are people there. And the people there are multi-able, you know, they'd be builders, they'd be fishermen, they'd be boat builders, they'd be instrument makers, they'd be singers, they'd be poets, all in the one person very often, historians, scholars, and wild people, and people who aren't, who don't measure themselves by their wealth. The wealth is measured in their understanding, their relationship with each other and with the land, and their understanding of their heritage and their language. So it's not a capital based tradition society. It's a society based on soul, and the soul is represented by the honey that the bees make, the culture that sustains us, that culture that gives us an idea of who we are and gives others an idea of who we are as well, and that gives us an idea of maybe where we might go and where we came from.
Liam, was there a particular instrument that you gravitated towards early on? I mean, I know that you're well known. Well, obviously, you're well known for your vocals. I know that you're a very accomplished pianist. I know you're also well regarded for your proficiency on the Bowron. Mm-hmm. And maybe does that instrument in particular, is that it's something that occurred to me, is that maybe that is a particular spark to get to the depths of Irish music?
The piano, we had a piano at home, and so that was just that big black instrument in the corner of the house, and you could go and sit at it and put one finger on a note and suddenly there was resonance in the room, and you could put four fingers on and you suddenly had a chord formation, and it's a kind instrument. You don't have to be a musician to make a lovely sound on the piano. The tin whistle, that was a big one for me, because I had already absorbed a lot of music. I'd already fallen in love with a lot of music. Suddenly this whistle gave me a key into that music, and those tunes found a hole through that whistle to get out of me. And that also, that little instrument could get me, if I was good enough at a competition and I could play it and I was judged good enough to get into the next heat, and then the next heat I get to the final, so that little instrument could take me, a 10-year-old, to Galway. That was freedom. That was like my own individual ability. This is getting me there. I have to figure out, I have to get a lift, but but I'm wanted there. I'm sure. Expected there. They want me there. And it's nothing to do with anybody else except me and my relationship with my ancestors and my whistle. And that was really exciting to me. That made me feel really proud as a 10-year-old. I kind of went, yes, wow, I'm going to go away just because I won this, you know. What a mind blower. Yeah. And the drum, the Bowron, is we have, there are drums like this here in North America. There are drums like this across Northern Europe and North Africa, Siberia. It relates us to all of those traditions. It'll be a drum that would be used by a priest or by somebody to gather the people and to gather their minds together and to travel, to maybe lighten their relationship with day-to-day life in order to move on, to aspire to more, to better, to the next phase. Moisture by the room, every road, no galley, no clock, and the old sea, how can you never get over? Oh, how near in your love, the old and the low, we
Mas roi dwar y gwaith o'n ni lach yn yr anchi dy hwr ni chwn i'n ffan yn chi Dy hwr o hw ni fryn i'n lach Wys ys ystod i'n edrych y symlion Ni'n ffal o chwch awel i'r hw ni fryn i'n lach Ach siach o ti'n dawn yn chol y gom fryn i'n lach O hw ni fryn i'n lach Dwi'n dyn y lach i'n edrych y symlion Mae hyma me taw ffair ym ni ffyrs gwrs y jys loi Yr gwaith am y nhw mynd e o'r o haw Haw ni fryn i'r lach eich jys y stori Nel y symlion Ffar mae hyma me taw ffair ym ni ffyrs gwrs y jys loi Yr gwaith am y nhw mynd e o'r o haw Haw ni fryn i'r lach eich jys y stori Nel y symlion Ffar mae hyma me taw ffair ym ni ffyrs gwrs y jys loi Yr gwaith am y nhw mynd e o'r o haw
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musician Spotlight, and I'm joined today by Liam O'Mainley. Liam, in just again in doing some further research on your work, it's very clear what a musician you are. You play many instruments. You're very immersed in the process of music. But when did it, you know, in addition to, you know, being immersed in Irish language from a very early age, was it the kind of thing where the music came along at around the same time, that it was one, it was not one feeding off the other, it just came together?
Yeah. I mean, music was in the house, so it was a very natural kind of thing. But also, I kind of tended towards shyness. You know, I was a quiet kid, especially as I sort of went into the teenage years. I was pretty quiet, pretty shy. And music was a license. I could hear that, you know, I had an album, a cassette record of Sean O'Riordan with a band called Ceolthóirí Chulainn, who became the Chieftains, most of them. And I heard something going on there. I heard something going on within the music, and I heard something going on between the musicians and the audience. And it was like a synopsis or like a current, electric current. And I felt this makes sense to me. This will express me. This will give me a license to be. And so the idea of choosing to be a rock and roll singer is a license to be mad on stage, you know, to be bigger than oneself, or even maybe to be as big as oneself. You know, they do say that we are what frightens us more is our greatness, and the stage for me was always a place where, well, you're on stage, it's expected of you to be a step further, a step out, a step beyond in some way or other. Usually sort of a slight madness. And my memories of one of my highest memories of music also would be being in a crowded bar with my parents, and it might be 2 o'clock in the morning, and there's been drinking and talking and all kinds of stuff going on, and somebody in the corner, invisible to my field of vision, starts singing, and the whole place, without beckoning, goes quiet, and we all hitch a lift on that song. That song we all carries us all off to somewhere, and we go there together somehow, but we go in our own minds, but we go together guided by this song. And that's something to me, of all the great stadiums, of all the great PA systems, of all the great possibilities that are out there with music, that is my measuring point. Mm. That stillness that comes from a song and a voice alone, not dependent on a piece of wood with strings on it, not dependent on any kind of accompaniment, just the voice, just the air coming through the body. And, you know, that's it. That's it, really.
A flor na madan is ore gine he O clu leis gevo na chlen A chul na berla a rún na heig se Húvlin feile is falte Ach, nush mar I rein e dus gach leil A uchem len le dore Se mochu gan mes tu hiur linin Za dun shin Tan brute bein gan sun gan nel de duhluva jegis ale skurtu more gegui gieren kush nach henen oste da shul hareld gan smut lomen bohu goch ser mo lante yo for palur is med is knus of krev sadun chin Kein Vekonte.
Liam, I wanted to talk a little bit about Hothouse Flowers and maybe more specifically between these two avenues of expression. Mm. Do you find that you have to get into a different headspace to fully embrace whether it's Hothouse Flowers or the traditional music? Or is it something that kind of naturally comes together and it's just a matter of changing the venue, but not necessarily how you approach things? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. The thing about, I suppose, rock and roll songs that I would have written myself have a certain amount of ego invested in them. Hmm. You know, is this good enough? Do people like this? Does this make me sound good? And the other songs are more, they sing me, you know, the old traditional songs. It's about getting rid of, we were just talking to Sandy from the university earlier, that it's about getting yourself out of the way so that the song can come through. But they're related. Like rock and roll comes from roots. It comes from African roots. It comes from Native American roots. It comes from Irish traditional roots. It comes from men, you know. Whatever's handy at the time, I mean, in a way, whatever's around, it's about inventiveness, and rock and roll is about modern. It's about breaking preconceptions and exploring something, and it's responding to a human impetus. So I don't think it happened by accident. I don't think it was I think it's also part of a tradition, rock and roll. You know, mm-hmm. it has become a tradition. I took to the blues very easily. Because I think Shannon's singing is also very blues-like in its ornamentation and its tone. Because there's a line in a song, the blues is much more than just crying. It's living with what life has offered you and actually making it beautiful. And that's what a lot of our music is about. It's about, we've been through pretty much everything. We've been exterminated. We've been culturally demoralized. You know, we've been abused. We've suffered so much as a race of people, just as our brothers and sisters all over the world have experienced as well. We've experienced it also, and a music just turns that straw into gold, maybe, or something like that. It just transforms that. It takes all of that stuff and experience and transforms it. Who knows? But I'm really interested in the function of music.
Hallelujah.
when the flowers were at their height, I noticed that we were being sucked into a formula of existence that was based on a lot of wealth and a lot of and huge stadiums and nothing else. And I couldn't see myself living in that box. That was a box, even though it looked really big and broad, it was a box. And my life now is, I'm not a wealthy man, but I love my life, you know. I really, I go, I'm living the dream is what comes out of my lips almost every day. And I came out of the house the other day, I put my hand in my pocket and I had 50 bucks in my pocket and I went, it's working. I've got two kids, I run a car, I've got a house, I'm divorced, so I've got another house that I'm looking after. I'm doing it, you know, I'm doing it. And I didn't have to sell any part of myself, I don't believe, to do that. And I am my own natural resource. I don't have to disrupt lifestyles and cultures and economies and all that to achieve what I have. I am my own natural resource, and that makes me proud. It just makes me happy, really. I mean, proud probably, but very happy. I sleep well. I sleep well, and I could be completely wrong, you know, and I could be arrogant also, but I just love the fact that I can put food on the table, even if all else fails. I can go into a room full of people and make a sound and make it long enough that'll feed me and my family if needs be.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musician Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Liam O'Mainley. LiamO'Mainley.ie is the name of the website, and I'm going to spell it for folks to make sure I get this correct. LiamO'Mainley. And that's
L-A-I.
Oh, L-A-I. I beg your pardon.
M-A-O-N-L-A-I.
Yes. Sorry, I can't read my own handwriting here. And that's .ie, not .com. However, you can go to hothouseflowers.com as well and find out more information about Liam and his work with both avenues of expression as he continues to explore the world as a musician. And a great exploration it has been and continues to be. What a pleasure it's been to speak with you and talk shop here on Musician Spotlight. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks,
I hope we
Jim.
Get a chance to visit nice down the road. Before we leave, I want to make sure to send a shout out to the Friends of Irish Studies program that brought Liam here to the States and to Montana in particular.
Yes, very glad to be in Montana. Beautiful country.
Great. Well, thanks again so much.
Yeah, pleasure, John. Thank you.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musician Spotlight. Our guest today has been Liam O'Mainley. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org. You can also find us online at our own website, musicianspotlight.org, and as well on Facebook. Our program is now available as a downloadable podcast from those websites as well as from iTunes. Musician Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.